Welcome to The Message from First Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, in Lehigh Acres, Florida, a welcoming congregation for all of God's people. The message by Pastor Bob Geckler is entitled, And So It Grows. The message from First Christian Church in Lehigh Acres.
Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Are some of you into gardening? I'm thinking there's probably a number of you. Raybo put up his hand and Nancy a little bit. Florida sure offers plenty of opportunities to have some great flowers and plants all year round. I myself really enjoy seeing them, though when it comes to gardening, I think I could probably kill a rock. I can relate to our gospel story, however. I did learn years ago when I worked for a landscape company how important good pruning is if one really wants productive growth. It isn't easy cutting off a straggly shoot that has promising buds ready to burst into bloom. But sometimes the truth is that without that needed pruning, the plant would just get more straggly and weak. Eventually, nature will do some pruning itself. When those weak branches bend, break, and die off. As our gardeners here know, pruning is not simply chopping branches every which way. It is a very meticulous, careful, and thoughtful trimming of non-productive shoots and branches. Jesus was not trying to give a gardening lesson in our gospel reading for today, though his illustration is quite accurate. Unlike many of Jesus' illustrations, he doesn't hide his meaning in this one, but comes right out and says what he means. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Now that sounds very harsh, and in a way it is. But it really is not at all out of character for Jesus. Jesus does not want followers to be only partially committed. He wants his followers, his disciples, both then and now, to be fully committed to him and to the gospel he brings. From the Gospel of Mark chapter 12, verse 30, come these words. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. For those who are fully committed to Christ, their work, their efforts, will flourish and grow. The ministry that is an integral part of them will bear fruit, and God will bless them. In our gospel reading today, however, Jesus didn't hold back regarding the flip side. Those who are not fully committed, not a part of the living body, the growing vine of the Church of Christ, they will be pruned away to wither and fade. Now that's pretty scary stuff. Those branches that bear no fruit for Jesus were seemingly part of the vine until God, the vine grower, prunes them away. Now keep in mind, it's God, vine grower, who is pruning them away, not us who prune them away. It's not for us to pass judgment. That belongs to God. When God does that, it is done so that the vine can flourish and grow and produce much good fruit. It's a beautiful and very, very powerful allegory that certainly gives us a lot to very deeply ponder. We all have decisions to make in this life as to our commitment to God, a God who loves us, and whether we will be bearers of good fruit or will be pruned away. In our reading from 1 John, we are reminded yet again that the greatest fruit of our commitment to Christ is love. Love for God and love for one another. Yet again, though, this is not some half-hearted effort. It is a solid, full commitment. If we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is perfected in us. A bit further, God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. It can seem, with all the talk of pruning away the unproductive branches and the need to be fully a part of the vine, fully a part of the body of Christ, that there is not a lot of hope and promise here. But if we think that, we will be missing a very important part of the message. At the end of our passage today, we were reminded that God is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. That is what Jesus wants, plain and simple. We will not be perfect, but we are to give it our all, our very best. And if we do, Jesus made us a promise. He said, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you." Powerful words of hope and promise. Powerful words from Jesus about the power of following him and of prayer. Powerful words for all of us to live by. Amen. And please be with me again in prayer. Lord Jesus, may we be fruitful branches in your vineyard. May we grow and flourish, that from this vine good fruit will be produced. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to The Message from First Christian Church Disciples of Christ in Lehigh Acres, Florida, a welcoming congregation for all of God's people. The message by Pastor Bob Geckler was entitled, "And So It Grows." For more information, we invite you to visit our website at firstchristianlehigh.org or contact us at First Christian Church, 2803 Lee Boulevard, P.O. Box 427, Lehigh Acres, Florida, 33970. May the love and peace of Christ be with you.